Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. They are the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 8th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Everybody.
That is
it's
the
Friday.
Foursome.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. I know you're going to pay a visit to Colette, pick up your check.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
She's going to ship it to you.
That's a given.
It's nice.
Still no direct deposit in the works?
No, I'll do it sometime this year.
I'd bet
still have plenty of time, even though the year is kind of flying by. I mean, 1 month already in the books.
Got plenty of time.
It's flying by.
Plenty of time.
He's not doing it. He has no interest.
Yeah, he has zero interest. He likes paper checks. Look,
when I get around to it.
Some people like paper checks.
Yeah, it's Bon Jovi. Let him let it be.
It is.
That's my motto. It's my life motto.
That is very true.
Anybody light a candle last night after the discussion?
Ooh, did I? Yes.
Ooh.
But not for the best purpose.
Oh.
For the other.
Dude, it's so funny that you say that because I had lunch with my mom yesterday, and she said, I was listening to your show.
No.
And whenever she says it like that, then I know.
You know some of the bad
and
stuff.
And I usually don't even remember the show. I honestly don't.
Yeah,
and then, but when she says that, I go, I knew at the end of the show we did like a Valentine's Day shtick, and I remember we were a little bit talking, you know, sex a little bit.
Eric.
And she said, she said, I can't believe that Jason lights candles all over the house. Doesn't he risk fire? And then
that's what she got out of it?
No, and then she said, Then she kind of said to me, you know, you should light a candle. And then
she urged you to be romantic.
Kind of, she was. And I couldn't. It was really wearing me out. I couldn't get it. And then I figured it out. And then at the end of lunch, she looked at me and she said, so you going to light a candle? And then she winked at me.
Look at that.
And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, whoa, this was like really intense.
It'd be weird if she mentioned Carl, your dad.
No. And I was like,
candles.
Let me tell you something. It was really weirding me out.
Because
she said, again, she said, are you going to light a candle? And she winked. And then I figured it out. I went to the bathroom. I had to compose myself.
Very suggestive.
I didn't say anything, obviously. And I went to the bathroom. I figured it out. In her mind, she got what she got out of this that conversation was that I don't treat her well. I don't spoil her.
Right.
I'm not romantic.
You're not making romantic gestures.
So she want and she's desperate for my relationship. You know, we've been together like 30 years, been married 21, but she's desperate for the relationship to always be strong.
Sure.
So in her mind, that was a bad sign.
I don't know.
That I've never like lit a candle or done anything romantic.
She wants to keep the fire burning.
Yes. So she really was concerned about the romance in my relationship yesterday.
Right. You can't just ignore a garden, EB. You got to plant seeds. You got to water it.
Yeah, you have to cultivate it.
For the life of me, I couldn't figure out why there were like three references to a candle during lunch. And then I figured it out. That's what she is concerned because she's always my mother always takes my wife's side on everything.
Of course,
everything. It's because you know she feels like she has to defend her and make it great for her. Do you know what I mean? It was very awkward though.
That's kind of
very
weird.
Awkward.
Well, I think it'd be more awkward had she brought up your dad lighting candles.
That
would be super awkward.
She wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, it sounds like your mom's the international sign of buns. Is candles.
Well, she certainly glommed onto that.
Right.
She certainly gathered what we were talking about.
It seems like it hit home with her a little
bit. Dude, I had the most awkward situation. I think I can say it now because I assume my mom is still sleeping. Although you never know because she doesn't sleep well. Mom, if you're listening, just turn the radio off.
No, turn it down. We always advocate, turn it down, not off.
Well, I think it does the same. It's the same thing. So here's... K takes always worrying about the bottom line.
Always. You have to. Somebody has to.
Right.
Notice he hasn't talked about CBS as much as he used to.
We don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I think EB has taken the lead on that. Every other day he comes in and tells me he's going to sell CBS stock.
Oh, no,
I know,
it's
but
happening.
You defend,
I'm going to be
unloading CBS shows.
100%. I don't care what happens on CBS now.
Well, now
Big Bang, sell.
Big Bang Theory could get a 0.0 rating, and all the NCISs could just blow up. I couldn't care less.
Jason, this is...
CBS?
Yeah.
This is arguably... the most awkward situation I've ever been in. So when I was in Ohio for this funeral, and we stayed at this mediocre hotel, right, in town. All of a sudden, we had the double beds or whatever.
Sure.
I was with my mom.
Probably two queens.
Whatever they were.
Yeah. Two queens,
around,
silly holding.
Around midnight, all of a sudden I started hearing... skins hitting the room next door.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Loud skins hitting. And the woman was, it was a
that's
show.
Typical if you're by yourself.
Now, normally, if you're by
that's
yourself,
silly.
That is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you get a you get a coffee mug right? And you put it up against the wall so you can listen more.
I've done that before in college. That, normally, that's a Super Bowl. But I'm looking over there, and my mom's rustling around, and she's kind of, and so she's definitely awake. There's no doubt about it, my mom is awake. I'm awake, and I'm hearing skins being viciously hit
in
the room right next to me. And by the way, it wasn't a quick hitter. It was like friggin' Ron Jeremy because it went like 10 minutes.
Man, I might have had to leave. Just leave your mom there.
It was the most awkward. It's the first time ever. I was begging for it to stop.
Sure. Yeah, were you hearing moans, screams, or like this?
All of the above.
Everything.
You know what? That girl was getting after it.
Well, plus it's a
she was getting after it.
Hey, did you see who was staying next door?
No, I was desperate to the next morning.
You would have been disappointed.
I was desperate to.
You would have been disappointed.
I'll be honest with you. I was so thrown. This is so funny. I was so thrown. I didn't know exactly where it was coming from. My aunt and uncle were in the room the next over, and I was thinking, please don't tell me it's my aunt and uncle, because I'm just going to blow my brains out if it is. But it was coming from the other side.
Good.
So eventually I ruled out my aunt and uncle.
Nothing like a funeral to make you horny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was the most awkward 10 minutes of my life.
So did you talk about that yesterday at lunch with your mom?
Are you kidding?
It's unsaid.
Left unsaid, never mentioned it.
Why would you bring it up?
Why would you bring that up?
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. It just sounded like that's where you were
hey,
going.
Can you think of, like, you know, it's awkward sometimes, like a sex scene comes on, you're watching a movie. You can change the channel. You can fast forward. There's none of that. You're both laying in bed, rustling around, awake, and the whole country can hear the skins hitting what's going on. I mean, the whole country can hear it. Oh, but add moans to that. Rhythmic moans.
I can add some moans to that.
Like, it was hot skins hitting. But it was a catastrophe.
Hey, I'm going to laugh if your mom sends you a candle for Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I hope it didn't sound like that.
She also, I tweeted about this yesterday. She also was, because she tries to relate to me so that we're not having the entire conversation is not about, like, her will, her right. trust, her Whoa. Funeral, her cemetery, what I have to do when she dies, and or God. All of those is like daily compensating everything, right? I got to know where this is, where that is, this attorney I'm going to have to call, all this, right? She didn't start. Then she wants to relate to me, so then she starts asking me about the Otto Porter trade.
Like, oh, I would love to hear her take.
And she was trying to
get her State of the Union on the Wiz.
She was trying to understand sort of the salary ramifications of why they traded Otto.
Surprised she even knows who Otto is.
Me too.
Yeah, but she checks out the show.
Yeah, so she hears. So she goes, so eventually, I'm trying to explain to her about expiring contracts and all this. Because I'm trying to explain it.
Right, the mid-level exceptions.
And I didn't get that detail. But finally, it dawned on me, I'm going to give her a church analogy. So I swear on my children this happened. I said, Mom, just imagine if we traded you to St. Matthew's for their organist, but their organist's contract was up this year, but yours still had two more years.
Well, what are we doing out there,
and
man?
And then, boom, it worked. She suddenly got it.
Yeah,
she suddenly got it.
Connected
where did
the
you
dots.
Go for lunch?
You know, you tout you're a big Bowie proponent. I'm proud of where I grew up. I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
He loves Rips.
Yes. Bowie's falling apart.
He loves Rips. Loves
you understand how it's falling apart? Like, all of these, there's empty, like, you think, there's not restaurants there anymore.
Where?
Like, well, the town center? Duclos finished
at the ghost town? Yeah. Becoming a ghost town?
Your Pizzeria Uno? Is there another town center anymore? That
opened up? Pizzeria Uno became Sardi's.
Sardi's, right.
The Bowie Ghost Town Center.
The Sears is a ghost town. Oh, it's really, you should look at it. Obviously, Sears is nationwide.
I was there yesterday.
Sears is nationwide, right?
Where did you go yesterday? Did you go to Sardi's?
I went solo because my mom was actually having lunch with two of her former work friends. So I was in Bowie just for an hour picking up some presents for my son. And then I just hit Three Brothers solo.
Very nice. Got a couple
slices.
Well,
Three Brothers are always, that's always going to be there.
You'll be fine. It's just, look, it's not just Bowie. It's happening across the country. They're just more and
Sears
more.
Sears is shuttered.
Well, that's happened across the country. Right.
But restaurant-wise there, outside of Duclos, all of the spots are open, and they added several.
Our friend Brett Oliverio talked about this. He's like, those are ticking time bombs, man. All those restaurants, they're going to go under in the next few years.
And if you go through the strip, there's more and more boarded up. It's what's happening across the country.
A lot
more
of boarded up retail. Signs.
Well, there's just nothing.
Sure.
I mean, it's like embarrassing. But we went to Longhorn. My first time
solid.
Ever.
Solid. You threw up the whole
Welcome. Thing.
Well, she gave me two choices. She
was said, Vince Young your server?
She said
that'll always make me
was,
laugh.
Was Marilyn beating that ass?
Colt McCoy.
There was Marilyn in there dragging them up and down the vestibule in the lobby.
I've been to that Longhorn many times because when my father was alive, some places, believe it or not, aren't that wheelchair friendly. That place was always very wheelchair
my first
accessible
time ever
and
being
friendly.
There. I've never been there. My first time in my life. Maybe the first time ever.
What did you get? Salad? Chicken?
I'm a salmon guy.
It's a ribeye or something like that. It's like it's a poor man's Outback.
Yeah, it's an Outback, you know, in a Western theme.
It's fine, but she gave
I think I've been there once.
She gave me two choices. I would go back. It's fine. She gave me two choices. She said, you go to Red Lobster or we could go to Longhorn. So for some reason, I chose Longhorn.
Hmm.
I felt like Longhorn was
I think the Junks may have had like a romantic outing dinner somewhere like a Longhorn in Florida. back in the day, maybe.
Possible. Like,
no, like
I remember
Jason
was
Carrabba's.
Was like right next door to our hotel.
Romanticizing about Carrabba's.
Well, we got to go to Carrabba's.
That's where my mom was going. I was actually invited because I popped over my mom's. I saw EB and EB's like, what are you doing here? I was like, just popping over to see my mom real quick. And she had two friends and I just wasn't into going to, like, they invited me and that was semi intriguing because, I get a good meal. Right. I know I'm not picking up the tab.
Right.
And it'd be fine to go to Carrabba's, but then when I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I really want to just hang out with not only my mom, who's in her 70s, but her two coworkers who are in their 70s. So, I mean, they're fine. I like them. Exchanged some stories there for about a half hour. My nightmare scenario was one of the ladies asked me about the show. But it was like a really kind of Maryland question, and I didn't watch the Maryland game the other night when Bruno Fernando almost stepped on the guy.
You didn't watch it.
Yeah, it's like, but I kind of felt embarrassed because she was like, "JP, Bruno Fernando, what do you think?" And I was like, "He's a good player." And then she goes, "What do you think?" And I didn't watch this. I mean, I saw a highlight later on. It took a while to process.
You didn't tell her that he's number 10 in projected picks on NBADraft.net at this point. That he's going to be a lottery pick?
Right, that he's going to the Wiz?
Right.
So you bailed on, you just had lunch by yourself.
Went by myself, ran into a listener who was there who asked to see my ring, which I wasn't wearing.
Right. That happened to me last night.
I still haven't worn it since the Washington Golf Show.
I forgot it today. I should have worn it.
I went to a place that was new to me, but my wife had heard of it. Jason, I'm sure, has heard of it. It's probably a chain. I'm sure it's a chain. Is it called Stone Cove or something like that? You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Well, I guess a couple of the guys that worked there were big listeners of the show, and they asked to see the ring and everything, so they were passing around all the employees.
Sure.
People get sized to see the ring.
They do.
They want to take pictures
people
of it.
People get sized.
He actually told me, he was like, oh, so you don't have your ring? You know, we're just exchanging some small talk as I'm eating my za, and then he said his brother is a huge listener,
right?
And his brother, I think they either called him or texted him, and another question about the ring. Like, that's all people want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
The ring, and then he said the last time he saw us was when we did the bobbleheads. Bobbleheads were huge.
We were going to do another round of bobbleheads. I love the bobbleheads. That's a top fiver for the Junks.
If we do them, order a bunch more.
because
right.
the last
I couldn't
batch,
believe the line.
I could not believe the
did
turnout.
Did we just do
for
one
things.
Bobblehead?
I mean, it looked
thing,
like the line trying to get into waste management.
It was crazy.
We did a few, right?
Yeah, we did a couple of appearances. We did one at Tyson's inside the mall, and then we did one outside in that terrace area at the top of the mall.
We should do it again. But can we? I would personally like one where I'm not just chugging two beers, you know, where I'm dirty and my big toes sticking out. You know, I don't mind self-deprecating, but can we do one maybe with a different angle?
You want some creative control, some
a little
input.
Bit. Yeah, I thought they were going to do another round. It was such a hit. I guess you got to find a sponsor.
Hey, at least you're not in your underwear.
let me see yours again. Right. I forgot.
But palms up. You know, the palms up thing's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're so
the
inside.
Hairiest legs ever. But it's pretty accurate. I mean, this guy's clearly in better shape. But it's pretty accurate. It's a pretty accurate depiction.
Yeah, you look like some sort of hairy UFC fighter. Or
right.
Something.
Like with a hot belly.
Yeah, with a little bit of a belly. But lots of UFC guys look like that.
I should be a little more tatted. Yeah. Or tatted somewhat. But.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You look pretty good.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message, data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us, at Junks Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Hey, Cakes is out and about tomorrow.
I am.
You can join him at Clyde's of Gallery Place, downtown D.C.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big game right after his appearance. He's going to be hanging out at 5 o'clock, and you're giving people a chance to win a trip to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
to see your team take on Florida. Details at thefandc.com/events.
Come hang out at Clyde's, have a beverage or two. If you're going to the game, even if you're not going to the game, you have a chance to win a trip to Florida.
And because of rights rules, we can't say what that team is.
Correct.
During the promo. But there was a team that plays at that arena that played last night that got an overtime win, and Tom Wilson just annihilated somebody.
The win
right?
was my favorite portion mm-hmm. of the event.
Right.
But my second favorite was when Tom Wilson was annihilating Ian Cole. Because Ian Cole,
I heard about this.
Ian Cole thought it was a good idea to clip Cousy with, I don't know if it was his shoulder or his elbow, in the defensive zone, and knocked Cousy down, and it ricked Tom Wilson. So Wilson immediately threw his gloves on the ice and engaged with Ian Cole.
And just pummeled
him. And according to John DePapa, who I trust in these matters, I believe he did the punch count from back and forth between Cole and Wilson. It was 22 punches for Tom Wilson and one punch for Ian Cole.
Yeah, Cole just didn't know what hit him.
It was the worst mistake that Ian Cole has probably made in the last 5
now,
years.
Now, is he a fighter or not a fighter?
I don't know anything
What's
about him.
Deal?
Well, he's not a fighter compared to Tom Wilson. I know that.
Right.
That I do know.
Now, I saw the clips, so I saw it, but I just don't know what his deal is.
Once you get the jersey in a certain way,
right.
the other guy is basically defenseless.
Well, I mean, Tom knows what he's doing.
Tom's
you see
at
the very beginning, he just rips the jersey over your head, and then he just punches
he's
you until they stop.
Yeah,
he is an expert hockey brawler.
I walked into the lobby of the building this morning, and Carlos, the security guard, all he wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wanted to talk about Tom Wilson pummeling Ian Cole.
Punked him.
And
I loved
him.
It.
I wonder how often, Carlos sleeps. He seems to watch all of the late games, or he's watching highlights. He's in here before I get here.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Oh, and by the way, Cousy not only pots one goal, he gets the game winner in overtime.
In overtime.
Which I couldn't have been clenching anymore watching the game with a minute left. Caps are just nursing a 3-2 lead, and the Avs score and tie it with a minute left on an impossible angle to force overtime. I said, well, there goes a point. Somehow the Avalanche are going to get some weird, fluky goal in the 4-on-4 or in the shootout, and the Caps are going to get 1 point instead of 2. But Cousy to the rescue, his game winner, was a carbon copy of the game winner in Pittsburgh in the playoffs to eliminate the Pens.
Good.
It looked
thing.
Exactly
I
like
I had a little cash on the Caps last night. I obviously was not up for the end of that game. I was sleepy,
mm-hmm.
but I would have been livid if I watched that.
Wow, you would have been upset when...
Was it a fluky goal that Copley allowed?
It was kind of weird because...
Or was it kind of a weird bounce?
I can't remember who shot it, but the angle was severe, almost behind the goal, and it hit his stick, and then it kind of bounced off one of his pads and squirted into the net.
Yeah.
It was gross, but it's just one of those weird goals that when people say you just throw pucks on net sometimes, that was an example of it, and it just got by him.
Well, luckily the better team won.
Correct.
So, good win for the Caps.
Yes.
Starting to turn around a little bit, and we thought that might happen with this 6-game homestand.
Doing well on the homestand so far.
Playing some very beatable teams. Play the Panthers tomorrow night.
That's correct.
Are they 3-1 on this homestand now? I think they're 3-1.
Have they already played four?
Yeah, I think so.
See, Calgary, Boston, Vancouver, and then
yeah.
last.
Yeah, 3-1.
3-1. Yep. We said they got to go at least 4-2, which they're well on their way.
They are on their way.
They got
way
a great
it.
Shot of getting 5-1 here.
Yes.
What they should, right?
Yeah, so let's beat the Panthers tomorrow.
Because our next
night.
Two are
Thank
poop.
You again to Jim Van Stone for hooking me up with tickets to the game.
Oh, you're going right. to the Panther game.
Yes, Richie. Go. Going to the game.
Good.
Well, I will be there. I'll appear right next door and then not go to the game.
Yeah, so I figured might as well go.
Perfect.
Make an evening of it.
And you're giving away that trip to Fort Lauderdale. So join
Correct.
Cakes. 5 o'clock at Clyde's of Gallery Place.
I already have my parking secured. It's a beautiful feeling. It's beautiful. I don't worry about parking.
No
Zero worries.
Worries
over here.
Did you see that now they're saying, I'm just looking at the Post this morning and reading the latest on the Bryce sweepstakes, that they're now saying as many teams as 10 could be into it. They say it's such an enigma, though. There could be as many as 10 or as little as 2.
Yeah, I don't
I guess
know.
Other teams are getting interested because they feel like his value has plummeted.
Maybe.
Or it's not as high as Boris and Harper thought it might be.
Yeah, but this only makes it go up. You know, the more teams you have.
It's a late True. Flurry.
Yeah. So maybe there's sort of the silly little plan is working out after
maybe
all.
Maybe the waiting
well, do the
game
Phillies
is
believe
off.
This move for Real Muto is going to bring Bryce Harper because apparently they're boys?
I have no idea.
Well, I can tell you this. If they did acquire Bryce, now that they got Real Muto as the best catcher in baseball, that's a real deal team. That's a All team right. that could contend for a World Series in the National League. If they got Bryce. Because they get the big bopper. They traded for Segura at short. They got Real Muto. Got some pretty good young pitchers. If they got Hoskins at first, if they got Bryce, that could be a game changer, but we'll see.
I mean, in one of these stories, they've called him Bryce Harper's best friend. Now, I don't know. I don't know what the history of their relationship
I thought his
is.
Best friend was Chris Bryant.
I mean, who knows?
Maybe he has a lot of best friends.
He's got a lot of best friends?
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends.
I saw Bryce at MGM National Harbor just a few days ago. At the Stitched store.
Was he actually there? Or just
no,
his picture?
No. His picture.
Do they still have his
big
picture
poster.
There? I thought they didn't have it.
Two big pictures of him right there, right as you walk by.
I was wondering if that endorsement deal was still around.
Have you ever looked at the prices of their suits there?
I've never walked into said store.
Isn't that
store.
Where Tom Daly got a
yes.
suit?
Yeah.
He walked Delay. In there and they suckered him in.
Got his wedding suit. And yeah. probably paid way too much for it.
Yeah. Did he ever get the bill on that?
I think so, yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows what it costs. I don't know if he... If he's paid it yet.
Does he just spend recklessly, Tom Daly? I don't trash him when he's not here. But
yes, he's yes. admitted that.
Yeah, yeah he's admitted
that.
A lot of
bit, right?
A lot of credit card debt.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a lot of credit
he's
card
He's in over
debt.
His head.
I think so.
Oh, I didn't
what
know that.
What do you
that.
Think a velvet tuxedo from that place costs?
You got a velvet tuxedo? Yeah.
It's a fancy fitted.
Like a velvet.
I honestly, I'm not in that tuxedo
I'm
market.
Just,
I would say at least $2,500, I would think, at least.
Ooh. That much?
Higher. That seems high.
Higher,
it's more than that.
And that's what he bought? That's what he...
Pretty sure.
Oh, he really has no regard for money,
if I were
right?
him,
or his credit score.
I would wear that everywhere I could.
Yeah, right. Wear that on the show.
Anytime there's any sort of formal event, you're clearly wearing it. I mean, any sort of wedding, you're wearing it. I mean, for that sort of money,
what is it like 3-4K in that range?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't sleep for days if I knew I bought that thing. Kidding me?
So yesterday when we did the show, you had the NBA trade deadline looming, and we were wondering, well, what's going to happen with Bradley Beal? Sure enough, nothing happened with Bradley Beal. There were other moves in the NBA. Marc Gasol went to the Raptors. Nikola Mirotic goes to the Bucks.
They upgraded.
Eastern Conference got stronger.
Yes.
Why did the Knicks just unload Cantor? Because they just don't want to win?
There's a lot of, like...
What's the deal with that?
There's a lot of infighting there.
I mean, I know he's got his own issues, like, you know...
He hasn't liked the Knicks organization.
Yeah. Huh. If he ever goes
he hasn't
back
been
to
playing like when he
if he ever
got,
goes back to Turkey, he's not coming back.
He wasn't probably playing. Not. I don't know if it's between him and the coach. The coach is Fisdale.
Is that because yeah. they've like, been trying to tank?
Court. I don't know. He got on the court at one point and he kissed the court because he hadn't been on the court for a while during
right.
the game.
Right.
He just got really happy.
He's probably just
and he
a
makes
nightmare.
A lot of money.
I applaud the Knicks in this case. They're fully embracing the tank. They have lost 14 straight games.
Yeah.
And Phoenix, they are bringing up the rear. They've lost 12.
It's a race to
Zion. It's
for
a race
Zion.
To number one.
That's what it is.
Cleveland's bitter because they've only lost two in a row.
So the Wizards didn't make a move, didn't trade Bradley Beal, didn't trade Jeff Green or Trevor Ariza, these veterans. And what Grunfeld said about the trades, trading Otto Porter and Markieff Morris, he said, the deals cover a lot of different things for us. It covers some of the goals we wanted to accomplish. Stay competitive gives us flexibility moving forward and get some young players we can look at that could be part of the core moving forward. I guess the young players being Jabari Parker and Bobby Portis.
The stay competitive yeah. portion of it really
that really irks you.
That rankles me. People.
Really burns my ass. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want the Wizards
want
to be competitive this
you
year.
You want them to lose 12 in a row, 15 in a row. That's what
I
you want.
Yeah. You know what? They're on their way. They've lost three in a row. They're starting to get into those whole tanking thing.
But they're not that bad. They're not as bad as the Knicks.
You know what? They get Cleveland tonight. No, they just lost to Cleveland
recently. It depends.
Recently.
Are they playing at Cleveland?
No, they're
here.
Playing here.
Playing here.
Yeah. No, you're right. They just lost to Cleveland. Right. So
look, they can lose to anybody.
It's an entirely losable game.
That's the game where they were down by 25 points and they benched
the
all the starters.
Right. Reserves brought them back. They could lose to Cleveland tonight.
No,
don't
of course
think they
can. But
don't think they will.
Winning,
but they could.
Their winning percentage at home is not bad.
I don't even know who's on Cleveland. Cleveland traded a bunch of guys, like just lesser guys, but.
There was a lot of
they got rid of
Alec
NBA
Burks.
Yesterday.
They shipped him out.
Clarkson and like Nance Jr. and guys like that.
What do you know about Ante Zizic? Big man that gets a lot of it. Chady Osman. I mean, they have just a bunch of skills on that roster.
Right. Think about it. And they beat the Wiz a couple weeks ago.
Now, I do think the Wizards could still move Beal in the offseason if they so choose, but it looks like they're going to.
No, I don't think they're going to move
try
Beal.
Try and build around him.
Yeah, I think he's going to be their guy. They want to have a marquee guy. It's not going to be John anymore, so it has to be Brad. But I think everybody else is fair game, for sure. Except John, who's untradeable. Like, John was untradeable before.
Now, they're not a good basketball team. They're a bad basketball team, especially defensively. But they've got enough talent where they're going to win, you know. I'm not saying they go 500 down the stretch, but they're probably pretty close.
How can Ernie even say with a straight face that they're going to remain competitive when they're 10 games below 500? That, to me, is not competitive.
Well, right. He thinks of it this way. They're only a couple games out of the last playoff spot.
Well, that's
right.
Such
four.
Short,
not two.
Short-term thinking by Ernie Grunfeld and the rest of that front office to grasp at a seven or an eight seed. That somehow that is a successful campaign. Bulletin, it's not.
Well, they're not even close to the level of. We thought the Eastern Conference was going to open up this year, right? And it did, but they're not even close to the level of the top four teams. You take Indiana out,
not even close.
Toronto, really good team with Kawhi Leonard and Lowry, and they've got guys that. Not that many people are familiar with, but Pascal Siakam's really good.
Yep.
And then they add Marc Gasol.
Serge Ibaka's.
The Bucks. I just saw this morning, they have the best defense in the NBA and a top five offense. They've got the Greek Freak, and then they
and
add
you keep
Nikola
disrespecting
Mirotic.
Them. You got to keep.
I kind of do, but the numbers say they're fantastic.
And they just got better yesterday.
You know how they added Mirotic? By shipping a bunch of second-round picks to the Pellies, something the Wizards would never be able to do because they never have second round.
They've disrespected second round picks for a decade.
Right. We thought the Eastern Conference would be wide open. This is the year that the Wizards could make a move up. So you get those two teams. And you got the Sixers who have almost like a dream team lineup, probably second best starting five in the NBA to Golden State.
They're light years behind those teams.
And then you got the Celtics. I watched the Celtics lose at the buzzer last night.
Man.
The end of the game.
Lakers really decided to focus after getting blown out by 40. By to the Pacers the other night.
I just saw the last few minutes, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie hits what looks like it's going to be
I
a potential game-winning shot with 7 seconds or 8 seconds left. I think it's Marcus Morris was on LeBron, so LeBron didn't touch the ball. Brandon Ingram scrambles to the basket, gets his shot blocked, and somehow it kicks out to Rondo, hits the game winner.
At the buzzer?
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, I wish I watched that game. That was a TNT game. And, you know, Anthony Davis, I guess the biggest story on trade deadline was the trade that didn't happen with Anthony Davis. Right. But, you know, they just, Pelly's just said to Lakers, you know what, deal's not good enough.
Explain,
we're going to hold on to him and possibly get a better deal with the Celtics.
Explain to me how it works where a guy like, it's happening all over the place, right? Where, so it happened with Cantor, and I know they're sort of tanking, but then like Gortat is just released. All these guys are just released. Like they'd rather just release them and still be on the hook to pay them, but somehow it behooves them. I don't quite understand.
Maybe if another team picks them up, they don't have to pay them.
Right, but other teams know that, so they wait the requisite time, right?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
That's how it works in the NFL, right?
Huh? Keefe got released.
Right. He got released, and then he'll re-sign somewhere.
Yeah, he'll sign with a contender.
Yeah, I just
somebody will sign him.
I don't quite understand it all. But I could see that happening to John.
I don't know.
It'll be 4 years from now, but yeah.
I think it's pretty cool, though, in the NBA you have all that activity, because in the NFL, the trade deadline, you'll be lucky if you have, like, one deal.
I feel like you've had more lately, though, in the NFL.
You had Amari Cooper get moved this year.
Yeah, you've had more. I mean, it used to never happen.
The Eastern Conference, like JP said, and we talked about it yesterday, it is wide open. And this is the first time in 15 years it's been wide open because LeBron's always been there. So it's going to be interesting to see.
The last two rounds are going to be good. Like the first
round.
I don't know what the first round matchups will be.
I won't watch the first two rounds of
the playoffs. The second round's going to be really good.
Yeah, I'll watch the last two rounds.
It'll be fun.
I'll wait till we get to the Final Four.
That means I can Google it. NBA playoffs started today. See what the matchups are. I do like to do that. Milwaukee, Miami, Toronto, Charlotte, Indiana, Brooklyn, Boston, Philly. Those are your first round matchups.
Well, Indiana's gonna,
as of now.
Indiana's going to fall in the sand.
Right.
They won't be the three. Boston or Philly will be the three. But I mean, just the fact that you don't know who's going to win the East, because those top four teams, excluding Indiana, who's right now the three, but
it's going to take,
I don't know who the best team is.
Most
maybe it is
likely
Milwaukee.
A couple of years for the Wizards to get into that range. Where we thought this year they could potentially be a top four seed, how are they going to get there now?
I don't see the path.
You got Bradley Beal and a bunch of complimentary players.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, that's the answer. You're not going to get there.
I mean, you don't. There's going to be seven or eight different faces on this roster next year. You have no idea who that's going to be.
Yeah, I'm pretty much out.
About it. Like they're gonna they moved some of this money just so they could re-sign Satoransky. Great story and everything. It's nice.
He's had a few games, man, where he's taking hard to the basket, like dunking on guys.
Oh, wait, why would but he's Thomas Satoransky?
Why would you not
starting point guard? Not good enough.
Why would you not move Jeff Green and or Trevor Ariza at the trade deadline?
Well,
is the point of having them on the roster at this point?
I don't know. Maybe
they want to bring Ariza back long term. That's all everyone's talking about.
They want a hover, Cakes.
They both want them.
Maybe
they're
the
cool
deals.
Hovering.
You know
hovering is not good enough.
Cakes, the deals that they were offered probably sucked. And they said, all right, we're going to keep them and stay competitive.
Right.
Yeah, that just angers me. The stay competitive. It really upsets me.
Look, Ted doesn't want to lose 12 in a row like the Knicks or 14 in a row. He doesn't want to do that.
I don't really want to do it as a fan either, to be honest with you. Fans around here are so desperate to just lose, and then pray that we'll win the lottery.
Yes.
It's just such a random thought to me.
Look at the glee on King's face.
I'm not into just, you know, squeaking into the playoffs either, but the alternative is not that great either.
But how do you get beyond?
I don't know. That's why I would never take the job.
The squeaking into the playoffs.
You want to keep being a hamster
running
out
on a wheel and winning 36 to 40 games every single year?
I don't. But
because that's the path they're on right now.
I think there's, you know, just sucking and then praying that you win the lottery is a crapshoot, too.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister Lines. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5, our movie reviewer, joins us at 7 o'clock here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your longtime Junks listener, Ryan from Odenton, tweeted at Mr. Ryan Dempsey, at Junks Radio, need an update on Money Metal Cake's face/cheek blemish. It's gotten darker every day this week. And I went to the dermatologist, and this is the result of cryotherapy.
They froze it.
Froze it.
Yeah, so the
there's
wart.
Two things. One is
the wart
one
is
was
gone.
A tag.
Yeah, one was a hurt. It was a wart. This was a wart. And this is a cyst.
Oh.
So he just said, well, we can either like cut them off or freeze them off. So I was like, well, let's do the freezing portion.
Well, which but one leaves less of a scar is what I would have asked.
Freezing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I chose that option.
Right.
So it's just short-term hurtingness.
So eventually those marks will go away?
Yeah, they'll be gone, but they scab up after the the cryotherapy.
Did you ask him why I'm having all of these horrific lesions growing on my face?
I just said, please eliminate
them. One would think that you would ask.
I mean, why am I a petri dish for...
I mean, people get warts sometimes. I just happen to get one on my face.
I know, but there might be something that you're doing.
Dermatitis, all
there might
things.
Be something that you're doing that is leading to it happening more frequently.
Maybe.
You
I don't
no
know.
Curiosity.
No.
No. I just want it gone.
My wife is the same way.
I want it gone from my face.
It just happens to you a lot more frequently than anyone else.
It does.
Okay, well, I haven't had this weird outbreak in years, and this is like an well.
I mean, I didn't have a hurting over here.
Yeah,
that had to be removed.
What was that one?
I
can't even remember.
I don't know that this is the case, but what if they said, "Well, this often happens to people who are allergic to fill in the blank."
Yeah,
you probably would have told him that.
The doctor should have offered me up that information. Kitch I shouldn't have
good.
To ask.
He's happy, sort of living in ignorance and not knowing. And that's a great way to be, because I would be probing. I'd be like, well, why is this happening? Am I dying?
Look, as long
look,
as
what
he didn't
this?
Say, that's cancerous, or we have to do a biopsy,
yeah,
on it, I don't really care.
I'll give you credit, because at least you went to the doctor to do something about it. Not that I would go to a doctor for this, but the last 6 months to a year, and I do think it's probably related to the ACL, I get the worst foot cramps. I never, ever in my life had foot cramps. And all of a sudden, my foot will like, see, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
And it can even happen like driving, which
well,
is the
probably,
worst.
Are you freaking dehydrated?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I probably drink more water than ever before.
That's what
my wife says every time. Oh, you need to drink water. You need to drink water. I'm like, just drink water.
Yeah, but just drink
water. Do you retort that
enough.
Water is generally boring?
Water.
It is boring. Unless it's flavored.
But Cakes, if my face looked like that, I probably wouldn't leave the house.
Well, I mean, you do you. Again, it's my life.
I'm just kidding.
Am I going to call Chris and say, I can't do the show this week because my face is hideous?
I wanted to get a cheap, well, other than going to work.
But didn't you have a hurting on your face for a
don't go to dinner anywhere this weekend.
Well, hey, I have an appearance tomorrow.
Yeah, didn't you have something going on in your face, your ear, for a while?
He had something. You had some skin tag or something.
Oh, yeah,
oh no,
sure,
no. Remember, he had something he had to get checked. He just had a mole he had to get checked or something.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was skin cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
It turned out to be
right.
Just hurting skin. Hurting skin. Yeah.
Maybe I'll have my wife throw some makeup on it before I go out in public
just
tomorrow.
Just be like Bucky in the porno. Just wear a mask.
Just wear a mask.
Yeah.
Wear a ski mask everywhere you go.
Now, how about you blackface it? Because that's going over.
Yeah, come on. Do the blackface.
Certainly not going to do that. Because that is, I mean, you're... You're
I can't
really the crosshairs.
I mean, it's just like every day there's a new person that has some sort of allegation in the state of Virginia. I don't even know what it was. So there's
they've got it now out of Maryland.
There's
now.
Like the governor.
Yeah.
There's
oh my God.
The attorney general, and then there's somebody else in the legislature who apparently didn't have the pictures, but was the editor of a yearbook that had nothing but racist pictures.
Right. My state is a complete mess right
now.
Yeah,
what's going on in Virginia?
I don't know. That's all they're talking about.
And then you got the lieutenant governor, who's
Justin Fairfax,
a show.
Yeah.
According to the allegations.
Yeah, it's he said, she said, but who knows?
Yeah. That's awful.
Pretty good state.
Pretty good Commonwealth.
Not this week. It's not.
No. Not good to be a politician in Virginia in the last 7 to 10
days. Of course,
days.
Jason probably couldn't have named any of those four politicians.
I didn't even know who
the
governor was.
Your life is better for it.
Yeah,
it's
I
way better.
I can't get into
this. Who's the
way
last
better.
Governor you could name?
Of Virginia?
Yeah, could you name Northam's predecessor?
I might be able to, but it's a grasper.
I don't know.
I think, was it possible? That was a grasper. Terry McAuliffe?
McAuliffe.
Political expert case.
Yeah, there you go.
Wearing my political hat.
All right, so yesterday there was a big story with Jeff Bezos. All
yes,
right?
Correct.
And he's all over the news. And now the latest is it seems to indicate, and he has evidence to back it up, that the National Enquirer was basically trying to extort him to stop doing background research on why. Remember, he talked about he wanted to find out how we talked about it on the show yesterday. He had hired that Gavin DeBecker guy to be his private investigator.
Yeah, Boris's cousin.
And figure out how did these intimate private text messages get leaked out there? Yeah. I'm sure his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, is swearing to him that she didn't leak them.
Right. I'm sure that's believable.
Right. That's the first thing I would think is the slut gave it away.
By the way, if you're going to extort somebody, he's a good guy to extort. He's got a deep pockets.
Well, apparently not, because he basically one-upped them, and they have apparently, and JP has the description of it, they have 9 photos that they say would be a shame for any editor to have to publish.
Right.
And they go into detail of what each photo is. And
well, their letter to his lawyer was, here are proposed terms. So one of them is, you know, full complete mutual release, wants a fuel. Basically, they wanted, you know, everything to remain confidential. And then they listed, you know, what they had on him. And actually, this story doesn't have the list, but it does include a full-length body selfie of Mr. Bezos wearing just a pair of tight black boxer briefs or trunks, a naked selfie in a bathroom wearing nothing but a white towel. I think it included some pictures of Sanchez where it was, like, almost down to nothing.
So a lot of cleavage.
Another picture of him where he's got, like, his shirt off and exposing kind of the pubic region.
Of course.
It was suggestive, but embarrassing.
See,
pictures.
He strikes me as a more suggestive guy.
Right.
What
are you doing?
We've all been dumped this week.
Jiffy's losing television. His mind.
Yeah. It's on television.
Did you really think you were going to get away with that one?
I knew he was getting dumped.
All right.
There was just one of those.
Right. Right, because he's more suggestive.
Are you okay?
But I think Lauren Sanchez, she had one where she's very suggestive with her, like a lollipop.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Or whatever
I think
it was.
Maybe a cigar. I think it was a cigar.
Yeah, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Of course I know.
Yeah, right. So he's saying
it was like a political setup, and he's just not going to bow down to paying off.
Right. So instead, he just put it out there. This is what they have on me.
Right.
I would never agree or pay them.
So he re-raised them.
Oh, yeah. And now I'm sure he's going to seek some sort of legal recourse for that. That's basically extortion.
Yeah.
What they're trying
to
do.
What it sounds like.
Yeah.
Question is, are we going to get to see it?
I know you want to.
At some point,
there's
yes.
There's none of them that you really want to. I guess there's one where they said his thing is like half out there in one of them.
He's half-sized.
He's like half-sized in one. Most of them are very.
It was like a jeans picture.
They're
or
just
like
horrifically
that.
Embarrassing, like on a towel where you like, you know, you probably see like some pubes or something awful.
Yeah. I mean, it's described as a full-length body selfie of Mr. Bezos wearing just a pair of tight black boxer briefs.
But what's interesting is they say they followed him around. This is how loaded he is. I mean, obviously, he's the richest man in the world. They describe it. He basically came up with his own company just to hire her, like some fictitious company just to hire her. And then they followed those two around to 30 different countries where they were traveling. 30 different countries having their affair.
You know what? How about less traveling to 30 countries and more worrying about the stock price? Because I did the Jason bit and bought at the peak of Amazon. It's been nothing but losses.
Well, no,
is
that true? You're not listening. It's true. It's the Inquirer was following him around to the 30 countries.
It's fine.
No, he said he didn't want to travel to the 30 countries.
I don't want Bezos traipsing off to Thailand and Singapore.
Well, how do you think he went from delivering Amazon himself to having all the employees and having all barrier?
I don't know.
Because he did expand all those countries.
You know what he needs to do? He needs to tighten up shop. What he needs to do.
What they're suggesting,
as far as Amazon,
is that he came up with like a fictitious company, and they were just flying. They just acted like there was business.
Yeah, he just came up with a shell company.
Yeah, just so he could tag his chick.
Less of that. More book selling. I know, trust me. They don't just sell books. Okay, I understand.
They do a lot.
They sell everything.
So my 9-year-old wanted to get me a gift.
Yeah,
it was like sweet, right? She's 9,
mm-hmm.
And so she got on her phone.
It's your money.
And she
you pay
went
for
to
it.
Amazon and just. I guess she wanted to get me a jacket.
Okay,
right? She's 9. She got me. And I'm gonna wear it. She got me an Amazon jacket.
Oh, is it an Amazon Basics?
Yeah, I've never heard of it before. I got it in the mail yesterday.
Amazon Basics is silly. I didn't know they were branching.
No, it's called Amazon Essentials.
Ah, Essentials.
It
okay.
looks the same as
it looks like
mine's
all the
black.
When I looked at it, I went, oh, silly North Face.
So does it have the Amazon logo
on it? It's an Amazon jacket.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's just generic. Like, Why would you buy a real phone charger when you can buy an Amazon Essentials for like $3?
I didn't know they had their own company that
they've
did that.
They've got their own.
They knock off
labels.
Everything. They knock off everything,
yeah.
Huh?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
With the scale that they can sell it on?
Right.
Yeah. Makes all the sense in the world. Now get the share price up!
What did you buy it at? What did you buy it at?
Pretty high.
No, like, I mean, honestly.
I think I bought it like $18.50 per share.
All right, what is it now?
Now I bought 3 shares because right, I'm a little fish squeaker.
Yeah, right. But what is it now?
1,600-ish?
So it's lost 200.
250?
250.
Yeah, he's
per
down.
Per share?
He's down
750. Yeah, but what is that percentage-wise?
It's very small.
Yeah, yeah.
But it tilts me. Tilts me.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit. That's
day.
The kind of stock.
I don't look at it every day.
It.
Well, that's what you get for buying a $2,000 stock.
Not no, 2,000.
Well, pretty close.
They just swing more. You could get that back in a couple days.
Yeah.
A couple days.
No, you can. They swing more, those days.
Sounds like it's been a couple months or years.
It's been a few dry months.
Well, why? Well, how on earth is Amazon going in the wrong direction? What is that?
Because I
overvalued.
What?
It was overvalued at its peak.
It'll catch up.
Because they saw that I made a giant 3-share purchase and then all right in the tank.
All right, coming up next, we will talk movies. Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter, joins us here on The Junkie.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.